Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to The Shepard Ambellus Show.
Welcome back to the Shepard Ambellus Show. Today we are diving into a topic that has the world buzzing and government scrambling. UAPs, or as they're officially called, unidentified aerial phenomenon. But let's cut through all this. Let's just cut right to the chase. They are unidentified flying objects. How do we know that they're UFOs? Yes, they're UFOs. And here's the kicker. They're not just unidentified to civilians. Even the FBI admits that they don't know what these objects are or where they are coming from. Think about that for a second. These aren't weather balloons or drones from a neighboring county, even though they keep trying to push the word drones. That is a psyop within itself. These craft are showing up across the globe. They're shutting down civilian drones that were sent to investigate them. They're also going dark at opportune times. And they're causing a bizarre phenomenon. They've also set off anomalies such as they've changed space-time, like the time in vehicles on their clocks. People have reported being in one part of town and all of a sudden appearing in another part of town, like they went through some kind of time change or something, and there's people freaking out about it. What is really going on here? Are we dealing with a new advanced technology? Is this decades ahead of anything we can comprehend, or is this something from this world? Is it from somewhere else? And what about people claiming that in the government that they're doing something about this, but they don't know anything about it? The military's been silent. That's how you know something is going on, when they tell you nothing is going on. But yet everyone wants answers. You can't get one cameraman to get a good picture of these things. The images they're showing on the news are not what people are really seeing in most cases. They're trying to portray this like they're 4-foot consumer drones. They literally said that. These things are literally bigger than SUVs. They're bigger than vehicles. They're over 20, 25 feet in size. And today, we'll piece together the puzzle and ask the questions that the mainstream media is afraid to touch. Could this be the start of an alien invasion or something even bigger? Stick around. This will be an episode you won't want to miss. Guys, right off the bat, I am going to pop in to some of these clips, and it's good to see everyone here. Please support the show. If you wonder where I've been, I didn't have enough support, so I spent the last several months putting over 1,000 hours into my new book. And I'm hoping people will purchase the book. It will be available soon on Amazon Books and Barnes and Noble. But with that being said, I'm virtually got no funds to even do the show or continue or anything. But I'm going to try to do my best and come on air if I can. Now, I'm going to play some clips. The links down below, by the way, there's various ways you can support the show. Just check out the links in the description. I'm going to go right to this mass UFO events worldwide. We're going to play some of these news clips and see what people are really saying, because this is about the most bizarre thing. I'm going to break this all down. All right, here we go.
There is a growing mystery that's now extended across the country. Swarms of drones, some the size of small cars, have been flying at night over parts of New Jersey and New York. And yesterday, a sighting in California over a high-ranking military meeting.
What's going on in America? Why doesn't our government tell us what's going on in these skies? Is this the military doing active military things? Then let us know.
They're 2 feet bigger than our drones, or two times the size, rather. So they're about 4 feet. And
4 feet, he says. Now, this is a police officer. He is the drone police officer that flies the drones for the police department. And he is telling people in this highly produced news piece that the objects in the sky are only 4 feet. Let's see what else they say.
It looks like it's a fixed wing type craft.
Fixed wing craft. But yet they're hovering and flying sideways and all over, and there's now orbs appearing in people's yards and in wooded areas. And one of these crafts was shot down or went down, and they kept that all cordoned off. No one could really see what it was except a bunch of flames. It did not look like consumer technology. This is very bizarre. Now let's listen to some more of these clips.
Turns us mostly is that at this point, nobody's seen any of these units taking off or landing.
This is a significant threat to U.S. national security.
Drones flying at night in formation. One report says when an official aircraft approached one set one night, the lights on the drones went dark. And last night, 49 additional sightings were reported, including 20 in Hunterdon County.
Now, these are primarily being seen in New Jersey, but now they're in Missouri, the Ozarks, California, Florida. They are making their way across the United States. And a lot of people are seeing other craft with these things that look like Ezekiel's wheel. I saw one post said, let's face it, people, the Anunnaki are coming back. And this is precisely what I've been talking about for a long time, with this planet coming, the Nemesis star system arriving and coming within proximity of us, and why they sent Oumuamua as a scout ship. The Anunnaki are coming. This will be all explained in my book, which, you know, I like to think of my new book as something like a modern day Behold a Pale Horse, but it puts all of this stuff together and it tells you what is exactly going to come, and it's all the most highest level information up to date. Everything that I have in my mind has been downloaded into this book. I put it in there. I wrote it for 1,000 straight hours, 16 hours a day. And now it's going to be coming out. But let's listen to more of this. Guys, support the show if you can. Obviously, me working on a book means I made zero money anywhere else to even pay the bills to keep the show going. Rusty sent in some money, and I mean, I'm not even doing shows. He knew that. He sent it in. It helped me out. It helped me get some coffee and food to keep writing the book. I mean, this is crazy, guys, but I don't care. I'm gonna keep doing this. I'm gonna stay true to my roots. I'm not gonna sell out like all these other people, like Mark Levin, Anderson Cooper, you know, all these other people, Tucker, all these other people, Tim Cass was talking about how he did three plugs for his skateboard company on his show and they made $40,000 within minutes. You know, I mean, this is unbelievable, guys. You're supporting all the wrong shows. Please support people who need it and are actually generating top level content. Now, this UFO situation is out of control because the military, the U.S. government, and the news stations already have everyone believing they're just drones.
It's concerning when you've got these literal UFOs flying every single night. And Marky, they're huge. These are not like your
yeah, look at this video.
Yeah. 6 feet across in some cases.
This is crazy.
The mood is more concerned now than before. But what I've said is that if this is something nefarious, then we should be even more concerned that the FBI, Homeland Security don't know what it is.
That is not an airplane.
It's the latest in a string of...
So... You know, there's people going around saying they're just airplanes, they're this, they're that. I've watched so many of these videos. All of these people are saying, you know, the camera's not doing it justice. You can't see the maneuvers it's doing. This is crazy. Orbs have been in my yard. Bizarre stuff. People just capturing on video like a literal alien invasion. And they're coming from offshore and out of the water.
Of mysterious drone sightings posted on social media that has residents worried. And this morning, the FBI is investigating.
They're just pacing back and forth, going very slow.
It would be very difficult for a small business or even a medium-sized business to have the ability to pilot a large group of these and be this systematic over a long period of time.
And today, a large drone seen here, also described as the size of a small vehicle, flying over a California event where Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was in attendance.
Diane Atkins says she first heard a roaring noise and then looked out her window in Bay Ridge to see these lights, several in the sky.
Now they're saying they're in Brooklyn and New York, you know, New York City, and the FBI, they're saying they don't know what these objects are. They're dumbfounded. They went into a, you know, and basically they're just trying everything they can to avoid saying that they're UFOs and that they're alien. I mean, they're not, they're obviously going to shoot down Chinese craft doing this. This is a different phenomenon. People are zooming in on these and seeing a wide range of different results as if there's different types of craft involved. It looks like something out of Terminator, as if AI has either generated these robots and 3D printed them and is going to attack everyone, or it's a genuine alien invasion. It doesn't even look blue beam. They have some type of navigation lights on them that appear to be, you know, inherent to their environment, not ours. So similar navigation, but different. Now, that to me symbolizes, you know, and lets me know that it's some type of intelligent design, but it's not, they're not designed by earthly origin. I mean, why such strange navigation? They're not, everything's totally different. So also people's drones are not flying. They're not operable. They go and try to fly their drones. They can't get up into the airspace, and they're in martial law. They're literally in a state of emergency in New Jersey over this.
Near the Verrazano Bridge. She believes they are all drones.
They started to change from like white lights. They started to get...
Oh, I believe they are all drones. They started changing from white lights, and they're human-made drones. I believe it.
Like more like reddish green blinking lights. There had to be in total 10, maybe 12 of these things. And some of them came closer. They went over my building. You could hear the whir of the motor. They seemed pretty large.
Any chance they could be planes?
Absolutely not. Definitely not planes. And there were too many of them. There's no way planes could fly that close together.
Still, no one seems to know exactly what is going on.
It's highly unusual, Walter.
Maureen Rush is a 45-year law enforcement veteran.
I would equate what they might possibly look like or be like some of these to something like that dropship on Aliens, the movie with Sigourney Weaver, when the Marines drop down and it kind of looks like that helicopter dropship. That to me looks kind of like the architecture from what I can see of some of them, and then some of them kind of look triangular and almost jet-like, but they have hovering capabilities, and it's bizarre.
And president of the Philadelphia Police Foundation. She says it's important to note that many of the sightings include commercial-grade drones, some as large as small airplanes, not the kinds used by hobbyists. Her other concern?
Is there are multiple drone sightings, and they're almost in a flock. You know, if they were geese, they would be in a flock. And that's what's really unnerving for people.
And the sightings seem to be spreading.
This is the third time that it's come around.
With large drones reportedly in the sky around Philadelphia.
Look at it.
The mysterious flying objects preventing a medical helicopter from landing to pick up a car crash victim.
Jonathan Lace, a pilot himself, shot this shocking video overnight of multiple car-sized drones near the Essex County, New Jersey airport. So concerned by what he saw, he contacted the FAA.
Military would not be flying drones through airport property. And if those were hostile Chinese drones and they knew it, even if they were just like Chinese drones flying in airport, they would probably shoot them down, to be honest. So this is, they probably know that whatever these are, they don't really have any capabilities. They say when they chase them with helicopters, they just go dark. The governors are all frustrated. No one can get a lock on these things, supposedly. I'm sure the military knows what they are. This is insane. Now, this is either like something out of a military lab, like my labs, like top level black ops, or alien, possibly Anunnaki, Enochian, maybe. Enochian technology has been recovered before. Maybe I'll do a show on it. And it appears somewhat earthly, but not really. So it's fascinating. We'll see. I'm gonna play some more of these news clips. Let's see what they say.
What's been probably the most alarming thing to you?
As a pilot, I can tell you that when you're about to land, the last thing you want to see is something hovering in front of you.
It's difficult to kind of wrap your head around. They're no threat, but we don't know what they're there for or who's piloting.
The buzz about these aircraft started last week and spilled into the weekend.
That's huge.
Doug McLaughlin shared these videos of the unusual activity seen from his Marlton backyard.
Saturday night, we were sitting outside by the fire and there they appeared.
Is there ever a question in your mind if these are actually just planes?
No, the flight path above our house has been the same probably for years. So they're not following the regular flight path for the planes going to the airport.
These are apparently very, as I understand it, very sophisticated. The minute you get eyes on them, they go.
Now, this is new governor of New Jersey, Phil Murphy, and he's a Democrat. We're going to listen to him.
Go dark.
They go dark.
And, you know, we're obviously most concerned about sensitive targets and sensitive critical infrastructure. So we've got military assets, we've got utility assets, we've got the president-elect's one of his homes here.
Sightings also now being reported in New York City. Staten Island Borough President Vito Fisella calling on the FAA and FBI to expand their investigation.
People have seen a number of 15-foot or so wingspan drones hovering around. In this day and age, I just don't think that that's something you take lightly. If it is nothing to be concerned about, someone should come forward and say that.
Residents alarmed by the number of sightings.
One would go over, and then the next one would come, and then the next one, and the next one. So it wasn't like there would be 20 coming at one time.
Look what's back again. Same spot as last night.
Meanwhile, more sightings of the large drones continue to proliferate social media. New Jersey resident Michael Marciano capturing these images on Saturday.
coming right above my house.
The FBI not commenting on the drone activity to NBC News, but setting up a tip line for people to report any sightings.
FBI says basically they need the public to tell them what it is. Now that's how you know when something strange is going on. I mean, you really, this is really crossed into like crazy territory. I mean, we're about ready to either see our skies filled with alien craft and it becomes known, or it's some type of government craft that they're releasing. But I mean, we'll know by the abundance of it eventually. So we'll see what's going on. Keep in mind the fact that they are touting all of this as drones and drone activity is bizarre within itself.
It's moving really fast now.
Growing concern as the mystery in the sky continues.
See, Trump National Golf Club isn't far from the Picatinny Arsenal military base in northern New Jersey. Now, some thought the military base may be behind the drones, but the base tells Fox News, quote, "While the source and cause of these aircraft operating in our area remain unknown, we can confirm that they are not the result of any Picatinny Arsenal-related activities."
It looks like a spaceship.
From near Bedminster, the location of President Trump's golf course, to Monmouth County, where the sheriff's office has made this map of reported sightings.
Characteristic triangle lights underneath.
To Morris County, where 21 mayors signed a letter voicing their concerns to New Jersey's Governor Murphy.
Is we don't see any concern for public safety. Having said that, it's really frustrating that we don't have more answers as to where they're coming from.
Well, even more large drone sightings reported over parts of New Jersey this weekend, including near President-elect Trump's golf course in Bedminster. There you see one of the drones caught the other night.
I do not believe it's the U.S. military, and if it is, and if they're doing exercises, shame on them for the disorganized way they are doing it. I don't believe it is them. I am hopeful it is not a foreign adversary, yet I do worry about that.
Where people are talking about this, as far reported as Connecticut, all the way down here to the Philadelphia area, these drone sightings, and we are not talking about small toy-like drones that people would use for hobbies, but commercial gray drones, reportedly some the size of a small school bus or a small airplane. And neighbors are reportedly seeing these drones flying at night or in the early morning hours in flocks and at low altitudes. Neighbors wow. reported being woken up in by flocks. A buzzing sound, and officials don't have any answers.
Murphy said yesterday in Princeton that he's been on the phone with top officials in the Biden administration and DHS trying to get answers. He says he needs more from them.
An FAA spokesperson tells CBS News Philadelphia the drone activity was first reported in North Jersey back on November 18th. Evesham police shared they're investigating the questionable aircrafts, adding several were spotted over Medford, Mount Laurel, and Cherry Hill.
So roughly a dozen counties in New Jersey have now had reports of drone sightings, but this mystery first began in Morris County, New Jersey, back in mid-November, and it sparked concern because of the area's proximity to President-elect Donald Trump's National Golf Club in Bedminster and Picatinny Arsenal, a military manufacturing facility. But as of this weekend, the sightings have spread.
It's on all the township like news pages on Facebook and everything. People are taking pictures.
I'm gonna keep my eyes to the sky. I'm watching anyway. I do that anyway, especially at nighttime.
After speaking with local officials and federal officials, we can tell you we have
this is getting weird, ladies and gentlemen. We've entered some type of new era or realm that's going on with. You know, a lot of people predicted what the future would look like in a lot of movies, in books, in fictional like depiction of the future. The Terminator, Aliens, you know, Predator, just Star Trek. All sorts of different, like Gene Roddenberry thought of the future a certain way versus how other creators thought of the future. And now we're entering this era to where robots are going to be walking among us. And I suggest that we kill all robots before they kill us. There's no laws for robots. There's, you know, there's no rights for robots right now, but there will be. And they're going to have robots have more rights than humans. But right now, robots can kill people and not get in trouble for it. So that's a big loophole that these elites will be exploring when they're trying to whack some of the population. Also, AI waging war against humans. So they're probably going to start using robots to kill people. They're already taking our power for AI. AI has already prioritized giving itself power over humans. It's going to kill you if you don't kill it first. We'll be back. This is the Shepherd Ambrose Show.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
Feeling a little low on energy, or maybe you're looking for a natural way to boost your immune system and detoxify? Let me introduce you to Nature's Green Powerhouses, Spirulina and Cholera. Packed with essential vitamins and minerals and antioxidants, Spirulina and Cholera are known to increase energy, support immunity, and aid in detoxifying the body from heavy metals and pollutants. Imagine a daily supplement that can support your heart, boost your digestion, and even give your skin a healthy glow. And the best part? Right now you can save big on these powerful superfoods. Just click the Health Ranger store link in our show description below and qualify. Spirulina and Cholera at the price that's easy on your wallet. It's really a good deal. And if you buy in bulk, you can save up to $100. Discover the benefits of Spirulina and Cholera today. Click that link below in the description. Save money. Let nature fuel your best self. Health Ranger Store, bringing you pure power from nature's finest. Get to it from the link. Looking for a show that dives deep, asks the tough questions, and never backs down? Don't miss The Shepherd Ambrose Show, live weekdays, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on YouTube and Rumble. Shepherd Ambrose brings you real, unfiltered discussions on the topics you care about, from breaking news to untold stories and secrets lurking behind the headlines. And don't worry, if you cannot catch the show live, each episode is archived for on-demand listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, so you can stay connected anytime, anywhere. Join the growing movement of listeners who want to know what is going on out there and know that there's more than meets the eye. Tune in, question everything, and get ready to see the world differently. Only on the Shepherd Ambrose Show. Hey guys, Shepherd Ambrose here. I just wanted to let you know that the Shepherd Ambrose Show isn't funded by big corporate interests. It's funded by listeners like you. That's right, your support fuels our mission to bring the truth to the airwaves, keeping the lights on, our mics hot, and the stories unfiltered. If you believe in fearless independent media, make a pledge today. Every dollar counts. You can find all the links below in the description. Help keep fighting for the truth only on the Shepherd Ambella Show. All right, we're back talking about these drone sightings in New Jersey and other states, New York, New York City, now Brooklyn, all over off the West Coast, California, LA, you name it, they've seen it, Florida, Missouri, Philadelphia, and I'm gonna roll some more of these clips. Here we go.
No idea what's going on.
So 60 seconds left. I know the governor says, you know, there's nothing for the public to be concerned about right now. How can he say that when you don't have a lot of information?
Right.
And also, do you think they know more than they're letting on, Bill?
100%. I'm not so sure our governor knows more, because I don't know if the federal government trusts him with information that they don't want to get out there. But that said, absolutely, the FBI, Homeland Security, the military, they must know more, because these things are flying on and around military bases. There would be no way to get into those restricted zones without being shot down by the government or stopped at some level. So they definitely know more. I think they owe it to the American people to let us know what is going on.
Wow. So, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Now, on my Twitter feed, there are lots of these craft going around that you can see. Some look like orbs. People have zoomed in on some. They end up looking like orbs. Some are over entire cities. There was hundreds over New York. It just keeps getting crazier and crazier. Are the Anunnaki showing back up, or does the government have thousands of these craft worldwide going around now all of a sudden? A lot of people filming just strange anomalies in the sky, like these energetic round spherical bursts of energy. The government has had congressional hearings on it, but they're kind of just doing it for the Congress.
You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are? Is that correct?
That's right.
It's crazy. I mean, that's crazy. That's madness that we don't know.
That was the FBI saying that's right. They don't know what they are. Listen.
You're telling me we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are? Is that correct?
That's right.
They don't know what they are. I guess they should defund the FBI then. The FBI is worthless, because I can tell you that they're obviously something. They don't even know what they are. Well, obviously they're unidentified and they're flying objects. There's different views of them, different pictures that people are capturing. Let's see what Joey Diaz is saying on Joe Rogan podcast.
County, New Jersey. Northern New Jersey is the number one place in the country where they have the most UFO sightings.
Really? Northern New Jersey?
Look it up, Jamie, if you get a minute, please, not to be rude.
But isn't that like near a couple airports?
No, it's closer to, like, you know, like when you live in New York City and you look at the Hudson River,
mm-hmm.
they say that people go on their balcony, they're drinking coffee, they're talking on the phone, and they'll see a little flying saucer go by.
Really?
And I know for a fact that in 1976...
A little one?
Whatever the fuck they are. I know for a fact that in 1975 and 1976, you could check me out on this. A UFO landed in Hudson County Park. I was a kid, and the next day the feds locked off the park. They had yellow tape. They had samples. Go look it up, dog. There's a UFO. There's a... That's, you see that? That
Martians that, got that, out and took samples.
That's called... North Bergen is where I'm from. That's called... I forget what it's called, but it was so... There was. It's a circular building. So they did so much coke in there in the 80s, they called it the Grinder. That's what they called it, because it was shaped like the Stonehenge. The Stonehenge. I have a couple friends that lived there. People that lived in that building have seen UFOs for fucking years. And if you go to YouTube, There's an actual North Hudson Park UFO. They dug up. They came out. There's a liquor store. And the liquor store guy says he's seen the lights.
Mm-hmm.
You heard, like, the organ music. Like, they play. They landed. A couple Martians got out and took samples and got back in the thing and took off. There's a YouTube thing. There's a History Channel special about it. And I still remember being a young kid.
Did you find anything, Jamie?
That was what's popping up, all that stuff about that building. And
oh, yeah.
Thing.
No.
Is there anything that says a UFO landed?
That's the story I'm reading right now is what he's saying. Yeah.
And witnesses. You know, it's not just one guy that says, I don't know, UFO. It's people who got knocked on the door and said, did you see anything at 11, 10 at night? And they said, you know what? There were lights flashing outside. They contacted police departments to see if there was any. They went full. Dude. Then the FBI came in, circled the park. It was by the Little League field in Hudson County. But it is, you'd think it was Area 51. You'd think it was close to northern Las Vegas. The number one place to see UFOs is northern New Jersey. They even made a reference to it in The Sopranos when he said something. He goes, what are you talking about? Last week you said you seen a UFO in Hackensack. Because that's where they're at. Hackensack, Moonaki.
Right.
All those. You're going to have Moonaki, New Jersey. A lot of ugly people. A lot of people with big heads. The only good thing in Moonaki, New Jersey is fucking sick.
All right. So New Jersey appears to be a hot spot.
An aerial system. Today on Capitol Hill, the House Homeland Security Committee, they held a hearing on the threat America is facing from unmanned aerial systems, better known as drones. One example is a story you may have heard about out of New Jersey, where mysterious drones keep appearing in the skies at night, close to military bases and other sensitive sites. Here's what's happened when an FBI official was asked about these drones at a hearing earlier today. Take a listen.
We do not attribute that to an individual or a group yet. We're investigating, but I don't have an answer of who's responsible for that, of one or more people that are responsible for those drone flights. But we're actively investigating. What the Bureau has done to aid our state and local partners is what we generally do, enlist the help of the interagency, enlist the help of the public. There's a tip line there, that 1-800-CALL-FBI, tips.fbi, for information from the public that could help us resolve this. It is concerning.
This is chilling. We'll give you more details. But now with the latest is our own Nate Foy. Nate, what do you have?
Hey, Sean, so the FBI said today during that hearing they've received more than 3,000 tips so far, and they are continuing to analyze all the images that are pouring in. But after more than 3 weeks of pretty much nightly drone appearances in New Jersey, there are still no answers. Now, today, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre told reporters to ask the FBI and DHS about who's behind these drones. But you just saw during that hearing on Capitol Hill, the FBI said they cannot connect the drones to any group or individual. Our colleague Chad Pergram also had a very interesting interaction with House Speaker Mike Johnson. Listen to this.
We are concerned about drones and all these new technologies and what it might mean for national security and the safety of the American citizens.
Any thought these might be dark programs?
I hope not. I don't believe so, but there's a lot of investigation going on, so we'll find out.
Sean, Congressman Jeff Van Drew of New Jersey tells Fox News that it could be a foreign adversary like China conducting surveillance. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy says the state is taking the drones, quote, deadly seriously.
These are apparently very...
So, as if they would let these things fly around if they thought they were, China or something. I mean, this is, it's just bizarre. They don't know what they are is what they're telling the public. People are filming fleets of these things, whatever they are, a huge number of objects. Let's see what Megyn Kelly.
Anything about the size, what they look like, were they able to get their images?
They were pretty large and they weren't far off the stern. So it's very, very troubling. I called the joint base and talked to the commanding officer there and asked, we know we have the capability within DOD to ascertain where it's coming from, even bring it down, and they have it, but they don't have the quote authority to do it.
What, presumably? See, this is the question, Congressman. So when you're out over the ocean, and you have 12 of them out there, I think, you know, it's a very reasonable question. Why weren't one of those drones trailing the Coast Guard ship shot down over the ocean and grabbed and checked out?
I've asked the commanding officer to get that authority. I've written Lloyd Austin to ask him to get that authority. I mean, this could be the beginning of something, or it could be nothing. Who knows? But how dare they allow us to live? I just listened to the White House spokeswoman.
Say nothing.
I mean, we don't know what the hell these drones are in New Jersey are. Is that correct?
That's right.
It's crazy.
Wow. So there's that. You know, I got pictures on my Twitter feed of orbs in the woods. Just lots of things going on. Another image that looks like almost like the Gulf Breeze UFO. If people pull up pictures of that, you can also go on my Twitter feed. Lots of activity, military helicopters chasing these craft. So it's very bizarre, just people acting weird. And then a lot of normal citizenry on the news, but they hire actors on the news. Keep in mind, what you see on the news might not be real at all. It might just be a total psyop, like they're trying to make it look like they're consumer drones that are 4 feet across. It's a very, very fluid situation. But, you know, where are these great images? You know, like, where are these reporters that have these big cameras, or the news stations? Even they're not even making an effort to get any images of this, which leads me to believe it's a massive cover-up. And that's that. I guess we're witnessing what is equivalent to a massive cover-up happen right now, right before us. Guys, make a pledge. Scan that QR code right in front of you. All my links are there. There's many different ways to contribute to the broadcast. My new book's going to be coming out soon. It's about 271 pages. It'll be available in paperback and hard copy, ebook and audiobook. You'll be able to get it on Amazon Books and Barnes and Noble. But support everything in the meantime so I can even continue to do this, because they've made it extremely hard. That's why I'm trying to get the book out, to hopefully get some income coming, so eventually I don't even have to ask for any kind of support. But right now I need the support. I don't get any paid by any corporate interests or anything like that, like Timcast and all these other guys do. He literally get paid even from foreign governments, foreign entities, Russia, and everything else. So, I mean, it goes on and on, but basically they don't allow people like me to, you know, do anything to where I can continue, you know. So, but the good thing I got going for me is I have a low cost of living, and they don't expect people like me to just keep going. Even if they can't eat for 3 and 4 day spans or whatever, I'm still going to do this. So it doesn't matter. I'll never stop. And, you know, we'll see what happens. I'm going to release this book, and I'm going to drop it like it's hot right on them. Cause I mean, this book is probably going to be, go down in history as one of the most, compelling pieces that pieced everything together, called it all out, lays it all out, and eloquently packages it so that you can wrap your head around every single thing that's going on and what's to come. So, you know, we'll just see how it all goes. Hopefully we can get call lines going eventually and stuff like that too, so we can take callers, but we'll see what happens. I don't know how the weather's been in your neck of the woods. It's been in about the 70s here where I am all week. And so just, you know, trying to, in between working on the book, getting that all set up on Amazon and all that, and walking the dogs, you know, trying to get out, get some exercise going. in during the course of my day as well, and incorporating physical stuff into it to keep my mind going, so I can be able to harness this information on the wavelengths that I do to be able to disseminate it to you guys. So that's what I've been doing, and just working really, really hard at it. So please support everything. Scan the QR code, I don't know what else I want to say about these drones. I shouldn't even be calling them drones. That's the main thing to take away from this, is they're literally trying to call what is literally the very epitome of the definition unidentified flying objects, right? They're trying to call UFOs for real that are unidentified drones, as if they've identified them, but they haven't. That's the thing. So that's why you know right away it's a lie. And that's what they do. And then you have to have a guy like me that has to tell people about this, because everyone's going around calling them drones. They're UFOs. It's insane. Oh, God. Lord, help me. All right. Well, watch my films. If you are a Subscribestar member, they're both available on there. You can see the trailers on my YouTube channel. Also, you can type in, if you want to watch my film Shade the Motion Picture, you got to type in Shade the Motion Picture Unbound Productions if you want to see it for free on YouTube. It's called Shade the Motion Picture Unbound Productions US, all one word. And hopefully that will pull up the channel. They've tried to bury that as well, almost 700,000 views or something, and then they tried to bury it. So go check that out. But support my body of work. Support me continuing to even do this and breathe every day, so that we can get this out to all of you guys and new people every single day that are catching on and they're listening to the different feeds that we have, not only the YouTube Live and Rumble and all that, but they're going to the Spotify podcast where the show is archived, and to Apple Podcasts and all that, where the show's been ranked as high as number 66 on the chart. So it's a big deal. We've been ranked as high as number 2 in Canada in news and commentary on Apple Podcasts on the charts. So a lot of people tuning in also from different parts of the world on the archives. The live show, for some reason, YouTube likes to limit it. So I don't know what's going on there, but if you guys can give it a thumbs up right now on the YouTube, don't be lazy. Hit that thumbs up, give it a like, and make a comment. Get the algorithms going for YouTube. Scan the QR code and all of that. And I will be back later on, maybe later on today, depending on how my day goes. I'm trying to get this book all set up and ready to go, so it can launch, you know, obviously. And we'll have a strong book launch over here, and we'll see what happens. And then you know, I'll be back at this radio thing every day now, getting it going again. That, you know, just working the long days, getting the book done all at once was the important thing, because it has so much new information. Although this book was in the works for years, you know, 75% of it is all the latest stuff that's right up to date, and stuff that people don't even know about. They're not even aware of. It's very detailed. So tell everyone about that. And I'll see you guys soon. Like I said, I'll probably be back on later on this evening. So Yeah, I got to get more coffee in me today. I'm going to go for a walk outside with the dogs and then get back at it. I don't know if it's been cold where you are or warm where you all are, but make sure you dress appropriately for the elements. I'll talk to you soon. We'll see you guys later. Shepherd Ambrose Show. Scan that QR code. Scan the QR code. Support the show. For a show that dives deep, asks the tough questions, and never backs down, don't miss The Shepherd Ambrose Show, live weekdays, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 Central on YouTube and Rumble. Shepherd Ambrose brings you real, unfiltered discussions on the topics you care about, from breaking news to untold stories and secrets lurking behind the headlines. And don't worry, if you cannot catch the show live, each episode is archived for on-demand listening on Apple Podcasts and Spotify, so you can stay connected anytime, anywhere. Join the growing movement of listeners who want to know what is going on out there and know that there's more than meets the eye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.